No, you lost them. I said, yeah, I'll take all of these. You lost it.
Yeah, never ill, man. Ill,
yeah,
man.
No, but they were...
Four million, the cloud goes yelling, I want more than a bad boy, you know the rest. Can I hit your mind, you know it. No, the Andrew of seven, on a
time. Yeah, I like when you're on the Austin duties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pressure for you, pussy.
No, that's not... How's that pressure? Just reading off what we got planned to talk about next.
Yo, my peoples, it's Chance.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I need to introduce myself now. Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, Young Philly.
Yeah, we're back with the Chunks and Philly Show. Now, this is actually our first episode that we're filming in 2024.
Yeah.
So, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! We just want to say thank you for all of the support. I would say within our first year, but we haven't been going for a year. We just started in 2023.
Yeah.
But it's been phenomenal, man. It's been such a nice change having people come up to me and go, yo, I love you and Chunks' podcast, rather than like other stuff, you know what I mean? Because this is our baby.
Yes, it's our baby, of course. And guys, please just let us know in the comments what kind of conversations you want to see, who you want to see on the podcast potentially. At the end of the day, we're doing it for you guys, so we want to make sure that you guys are enjoying it, because like I said, we're kind of just freestyling at this point. Having fun, enjoying talking, and hoping that you guys enjoy it. But like I said, it is the new year, 2024. So please talk to me. What are your New Year's resolutions? You know how everyone's got that.
New Year's resolution this year is to travel the world a lot more. Yeah, I want to go to... loads of countries that I've always wanted to go to.
Name them.
I think the main one being South Africa.
Wow.
I've always wanted to
go. Did Sharky motivate you to make that trip?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Obviously, I know we get love out there anyway, but just my thing was, is it dangerous? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And clearly it's not, because my boy come back in one piece and he had nothing but good things to say about South Africa. Yeah. So yeah, I want to go to South Africa. I really want to go to Miami.
Miami? One, the dangerous one. That's a lot of money I had.
Yeah.
Spend a lot of money.
Yeah. To the point in the group chat that I've made for the Miami trip, I've already said, man, them start putting like every month
to the side, yeah.
A couple little, you know what I mean? So you're not surprised when we get there. Mm-hmm. Where else would I like to go? I'd like to go Cuba.
Cuba?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really like to go Cuba.
Fair play, man.
And that's just the main three. Apart from that, I just want to go.
Do you believe in New Year's resolutions, by the way? Because mine, personally, I have...
believe in love after love?
Why would you even sing? It's literally nothing, no correlation.
Well, that is a banger.
I don't know about them tunes, man. Them ones are kind of meaty. But in terms of New Year's resolutions, my one is to go back into the gym. Now, I don't know if you guys have realised, but I've been seeing a lot of comments. They've realised I've dropped off, and I have, because...
Why did you drop off?
I'll tell you why I dropped off with the gym stuff and just eating and everything in general. Because when you reach a certain target, I feel like, let me know if you guys can relate in the comments down below, you get very complacent.
Yeah.
You reach a target and you're kind of like, okay, well, what do I do now? So then when you get to that target and then realize, oh, you know what? I'm happy with where I've been. So then you just kind of start eating how you usually were and normally were. And then your bad habits start coming back into play. You don't go to the gym as often.
So what are you going to do different this time?
This time, I'm setting minor goals, and basically every other month I'll keep setting new goals. So then it's like I've always got something to aim for, instead of like getting it 6 months in and the last 6 months I just fall off and gain back what I've gained lost in the first 6 months. So I think for me it's just smaller targets and being happy with them. But in New Year's resolutions, I do agree with them. I think it's always good to try and change for the better. Of course, people should be trying to change for the better regardless of the month. But I kind of, it's something got to do with the mental, man. Like, you know what I mean? It's a new year, it's a new me. Let us know your comments. Let us know in the comments what New Year resolutions you have set for yourself, because I want to see. Because obviously, a lot of people be like, I don't want to drink again, or I don't want to, you know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
What was your favorite moment of 2023?
I'd be lying if I said that you're something I ain't into.
Oh.
Into. Yeah, no, sorry, sorry, I don't want to say that. No, but I'd be lying if I said that. I really want to sing the song again. What was the question? What was my favorite thing of 2023?
Your favorite moment.
I don't know off the top of my head. I generally don't. Yeah. But key highlights, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Umrah. There you go. Yeah. It's a religious pilgrimage. That was my favorite time of the year. That's guaranteed. Mm. What would you say yours was?
Visiting Australia.
Wow. Very good. March or the second time?
Whenever it was me, you,
Harry.
Darkest,
March,
Harry.
March.
Are we missing a name? Was darkest. It just us for?
Mark Darkest, Harry, me, you, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Was it just us for,
yeah? It was us for, bro. That's what I'm saying. It was elite,
bro. Because then I went again after that, but it didn't hit the same.
No, of course it didn't.
It was good, though.
No, it wasn't. No, it was good.
That's but all. With you, man, it was top tiersy.
There you go.
What made it so good? What made it so good? I keep hearing about this mythical trip. And everyone goes, really good. Good trip.
What, as in with Chunks or the...
Just in general, like, what was it?
I think for me, I'd say because it's like... Oh, we're 24 hours away from where we live, right? And we're getting clocked, if not the same, maybe even more in Australia on a day-to-day basis. It's like, I've always heard about Australia as well growing up, and it's kind of like so far away. Yeah, and like,
it sounds like a mythical place.
Yeah, it sounds like a mythical place, but it's kind of like going there and thinking, rah, like, they're similar to us, you know what I mean? And it's like, the love, the weather was nice. It's like, the people are very nice. It's like, there were so much different aspects and facets as to why I've really enjoyed that trip. And that was from my point of view, to be fair. I feel like Philly's probably the same.
Yeah, exactly the same. It was just kind of shocking to see how much love we got out there. Like, don't get me wrong, we go to different countries and we get the same love, but they're like more attainable, like Sweden, like, you know what I mean?
Denmark.
But like, to go all the way to Australia, like the other side of the world, and be recognized and be shown the love that we got like that. Like, we'd have people outside the hotel and that, or the apartment, wherever we were staying, just like waiting for us to come out, and that is crazy. Like, mad, mad, mad experience.
It looks a bit like when you guys travel, it's like, do you remember the Olsen twins?
No, who are they?
Do you remember the Olsen twins?
Am I meant to know?
I've heard of their name.
Do you remember? Yeah, do you not know them?
Yeah, no, I've heard of
they
them.
Were like, oh, what, the mixed race boys that eat all the food?
No, they're
the Hodge twins.
Yeah, they're the Hodge twins.
Yeah, they're cold. They was cold, innit? I pick up the Hodge twins. They was cold.
They're still around.
Man, it's burgers and spicy shit.
they're still about, but I think they just support. Once they supported Donald Trump and that, it went left for them. Yeah.
Oh no, it went very right for them. Like, it actually did. They did really well off.
No, but the black people kind of dropped off them. That was their real supporters. Them, you know what I mean? The people that were supporting them. But what incredible? Yeah, cold as hell. I know. Yeah. It's drinky, nicey.
Mm. So who are these twins then?
Do you not know the Olsen twins?
No.
These were like two little blonde Californian girls who like travel the world. They've got like little movies on Netflix. They're still quite popular, I think. Like, they went to Paris and stuff.
That ain't my bag, man. Yeah. That ain't my bag, man.
But they were pretty famous. When I was young, maybe not, you know, that's like...
That's probably why then.
Yeah, right, yeah. You're very young. I'm Harry Panero age.
Yeah.
What was your biggest moment of 2023, Lawrence?
Starting the podcast with you guys.
Oh, shut up.
No, seriously.
I'll get lost.
Yeah, he's coming.
Fine, good enough.
God, like, there must be something that...
Fine, good enough.
It doesn't even necessarily have to be linked to you. It could be something that happened. Like, it could be, I don't know...
Oh, so, okay, if you want that...
Trent's free kick or something. I don't know, something random. Do you know what I mean?
My son going to school. That's wild.
Oh,
you know,
that's incredible.
First school days are like a mosh.
Yeah, of course, you start bawling and that. You see them wearing a jumper and he's walking to school and you have to actually drop him off there and leave. It's crazy.
Did you cry?
Oh yeah, like yeah, I left and I cried straight away.
Yeah,
you guys. I feel like you guys will know what that's like.
No. I already know. I'm an emotional wreck. Like, if no, but with my family, you know what
it's
mean?
Also
know.
Scary for like the student. I think about my first day in secondary school, and it was mental. You know.
Yeah.
Think about it, bro. You don't know no one. You have to make friends. You got to fill people out.
Oh, you know people from your primary school there. That's why it was.
Everyone went.
I had like 7, 8 people from my primary. So we all chilled in our primary school groups at the beginning. I still remember the first like couple of weeks. It was always me and my boys from primary. Then realizing that, yo, there's actually much cooler people around there. Yeah. Like, so I just start busting the corner and linking up my friends. Like.
Everyone went Sedgio. There was a school called Sedgio. That's where young ads went. LB. My brother Abdi Rashid. He was one of my best friends.
That's why you love that name so much.
Yeah, he was one of my best friends in primary school. One you called Nardo.
Nardo?
Yeah.
Horror name.
But yeah, everyone went to that school and I ended up going Catford High. But yeah, I'm glad I went to my school, because in my school I was the guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I think if I went Sedgio, I just would have been one of the guys.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? But because there weren't a lot of ballers, there was only me, Nathaniel Edwards and Malik. You feel me?
Sound like ballers.
Yeah,
one of them's a left winger.
Yes, the Malik.
He
used to play for Inter Milan and that.
What?
Yeah, he moved from Italy.
Yeah.
And then I remember when he joined the school, yeah, like me and a couple of other people used to play Sunday League, you feel me?
Yeah.
So then the conversation, his English wasn't even that good. The conversation was like, yeah, come play for my Sunday League team. And then he would chat to him in his lesson. And then I'll bruck him at break, you get what I'm saying?
Crazy. Bruck him at break is meant to say that.
No, bruck him, not bruck him.
But see
what your mind's at. You're bruck him, animal.
Yeah. Yeah, that one, the first. All right, let's talk to me, man. I want to transition into this now, yeah?
Go on.
Do you dream? That's actually a very good question.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why does it sound like it's nightmare-y?
No, because I've had some dark ones.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Ones that I don't even want to talk about on it. Yeah, like weird ones as well.
Yeah.
Like once I had a... No, I can't even say this one. I can't even.
It's funny that this is on an iPad right now because I just had a nightmare yesterday. This is
you
today.
Did you?
Yeah. It was a weird
Do
one.
Dreams tell you stuff?
I don't know.
Because I had a dream that MH turned gay.
Mike Hamilton?
Yeah. No, not M. Hunter. Michael Hamilton, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, in a dream, he was gay.
That is crazy. How did that happen?
I don't know.
You know, I had a dream, yeah? I lived on an apartment block and everybody was a devil worshipper in my apartment block. I swear to God, it was the weirdest thing.
Oh my God. What? See, you made me remember now. I had one mad dream. Yeah. I would see a random hand. Don't ask me why, bro. It was just the hands like that.
On the mains.
And I'd be like in a park and then the hand would be like that.
Yeah, crazy.
What is that? Do you reckon dreams tell you stuff?
So yeah? I'm looking it up on Dream Interpreter.
Go Piss on.
Off. Is that okay if I
yeah,
do
go
that?
Yeah, go on,
like,
go on.
So I've got meanings for hands.
Yeah.
Okay. To dream of hands represents your relationships with those around you and how you connect with the world.
You're giving too many handouts.
No,
that's what it means.
I was scared in the dream. I was scared of this hand. I'm being, this is why I don't open up my heart.
On a level though, I had a dream that I had, I was living in an apartment block full of devil worshippers and one of them came and knocked on my door and that, and it was just kind of like welcoming me, but it was kind of like a weird little undertone of what's this guy on? And then I remember waking up and randomly I was living in a mansion now. And as I woke up and I left my room, there was different people in my yard and then they looked up and saw me and started to run out of the house. So I said, what is happening?
Ay, po, they're in the nombre.
And it's kind of like they're really staring at me, like smiling, and they started running. I started chasing. I said, what's this man on? He just disappeared, bro. I said, yeah, you know what? Get me out of this dream now. You know when you can kind of self-destruct and say, yeah, get me out. Yeah, I got out of it. I woke up. I said, yeah, can't do this one. Why have I woke up in a mansion and there's random brothers running up my yard?
Do you know what I've never had, boys? A wet one.
Wet dream?
Really?
Yeah.
I've never had a wet dream, you know?
That means that you're getting active very regularly. Because you have a wet dream.
Oh, yeah, sometimes I'll have a little wank before bed.
That's
why. Maybe that's why.
That's probably why.
You're depriving yourself. Just have a couple of days off.
I don't think I'd like that, though. Like, halfway through the night, my situation just sticking.
You're a bit beyond it now as well. Like, you're not really in that age group where you sort of go, oh.
No, that's mad, you know. I think wet dreams are mad. Comment down below if you've had wet dreams. I think they're...
Fairly common.
Of what?
Very common.
Is it, yeah?
Yeah, very common.
Oh.
Why are you smiling at that?
Yeah,
a wet one.
Nah, the thing is, you have to understand. You know, if you're not regularly getting action, then it happens. Just speaking out for the people that don't get action, man. Because you're just too... Obviously, you know how to get action and that because you're the guy.
That's crazy.
Might be a way of regulating.
I've never understood that.
So way and of regulating. I've, there you go.
Have you had dreams of like you achieving your real life dreams? So I had a dream once that I played for England.
Oh yeah,
I got subbed on for Sterling.
Yeah,
quit in the back, and then now I got the winner.
Do you know what? I was confused. I was playing for Liverpool, right? But then I was running up against Trent Alexander-Arnold. So I was like, "What kind of team is this, blood? Isn't he meant to be my right back?" So I was confused about that game. I don't know why they put him in the left wing.
About that game, like he's an actual baller.
No, in my life, I didn't understand it. Like I was left winger for some reason.
What boots were you wearing?
Mercurials.
Yeah. Socks all the way up.
Yeah. Oh, now to the flipping knees.
What number are you having about?
Seven. Left wing. Yeah, it was me and my ones. And it's Mohammed at the back. I don't know why I can see my own shirt at the back.
Yeah.
It was, you know, dreams,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
But I was running and I was wearing a Liverpool top. But then Trent was the right back I was coming up against. I don't understand. Does that mean Trent's
you beat him?
Move?
You get past him?
Done him. Absolutely.
Is it?
Him. Dropped him. And he dropped on the floor, whipped it in, and then Mark Viduka scored. Why is Mark Viduka still playing?
Oh, hey.
It was weird, bro.
Techie.
You know, dreams. Yeah, you can literally, it can be what you want, bro. I've had some wild ones, man.
Yeah.
Some people used to make up. So I remember as a kid, I'd have very vivid dreams and I'd tell some of my friends at school. And then you could tell when the other kids were just making up dreams just to be part of
on the
conversation.
Spot. Yeah.
Because you can tell that's a genuine dream on his part. Because who thinks of Mark Viduka just out of nowhere?
Bro,
you know what I mean?
Mark Viduka, and he headed it and he ran towards me, hugged each other. Dream just locked off. I was thinking, please, let me see if I get a goal. You know what I mean? It was like the 34th minute.
That's a love for Australia. That
maybe.
No, maddest dream
is... You're going to be the one that saves me.
Maddest dream is Michael.
I don't know. It's one of them ones. Have you told him about the dream or?
No.
Okay.
But I know he loves gal, so.
Yeah.
Did you ever have repetitive dreams? Have you ever had like repeated dreams?
Yes, I used to have like nightmares back in the days all the time.
Oh no.
Yeah, yeah, bad nightmares to the point I had to have Quran Sar. Quran Sar basically means when a sheikh comes to your house and starts to read Quran on you. Because it's like, I was having the same nightmares every day.
Do you don't want to do what?
In Islam, it's like a thing where if you don't have a nightmare, you're not really meant to speak about it. I don't know why. I don't know the actual reason. Maybe I need to do my research upon that. But it was just this reoccurring dream. And it was like, to the point where I can say what it led to. Because for example, like, you know, I'll be sleeping in the room in the night, yeah? And obviously the lights are all off and stuff. And I'd see something in my room and it turns into something else. Like, for example, it could be a chair with like a jacket on it. And I think someone is sitting there and he's just staring at me. Do you know what I mean? So it's like my dreams ended. It just became a wild one, bro. To the point where till now, fun fact, I sleep with a little bit of light on in my room. I can't sleep in a pitch dark like room. Generally, bro, because it's like I always make things out of nothing. Woo, what happened?
Just a glass on the floor. Sorry. Yeah,
yeah. I make things out of nothing. Like I don't know. It's maybe my imagination or something. But I don't know if people can understand where I'm coming from. But it goes left. My dreams and the way I sleep ain't right sometimes. But alhamdulillah, over time it's changed.
Do you know what I'd love to read? I really liked, I've said this about, I think, three times now, but I liked when you guys were commenting in the comments your top five sources. Please comment down below some wild dreams that you've had, as well as some good ones, though. This ain't all negativity here, but yeah, it would be interesting to read some dreams that you've had.
Quick question, have you tried smelling salts?
Yeah, oh my God.
You tried it?
Oh God.
When did you try it?
Oh God.
When?
Oh, big up Foot Asylum. I went into the locked in house, and then before I went into the house, some guy had it because it was going to be part of one of the challenges that it was going to do in there. Yeah, and he was just like, smell that, mate, like, if you're feeling a little bit ill. But I didn't know what it was.
We ordered it. It's coming for the next podcast.
It hurts. It hurts your nostrils, bro.
Would you do it again for us?
Yeah.
Cool. It hurts. All right, listen. We have a new section in this podcast. It's called The Age Old Question.
Okay.
It's made up now. And I want to ask you a question, and we want to just see, I want like a thought-provoking question where we can speak and actually see what your opinion is on it, and then I'll give you mine. So, Philly, is it worst to fail at something or never attempt it in the first place?
I think fail at it, innit?
Yeah.
I feel like our answers are going to be similar, but like, how do you know you can't achieve something if you haven't even given it a crack?
Crazy.
But you? What's your standpoint?
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what it is for me? I think I saw like a clip of Sharky saying he loves failing because it's like a thing where you can learn from it. So for me, I've always been that type of person that tries. I think it's weird to ask us this question because we've tried so much different things. To get to the place we're in right now, we had to flip and fail loads of times. So I feel like embrace those failures and it can end up, I think a lot of people are scared to take risks.
Yeah.
Whereas like, you can't just be comfortable in what you're doing. And I feel like it's funny I say that because I can also get very complacent and comfortable, but something that I really wanted to do, like I want to do, I always give it a try. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You know what I mean? But like, and people will probably think, well, you have that luxury of being able to risk things because of the position you're in now. But I'm talking more on the aspect of we didn't get to this place by just being safe, you know? So it's like, always try again until, failure to prepare to fail. Is that the one?
Yep. Fail to prepare to fail.
Very good one. I used to be on the front of my maths ed Excel books or AQA, whatever it was. And I used to just say that thing in exams. And I used to be like, you know what? I'm always going to prepare.
I feel like under some circumstances, though, I understand why people won't even try.
Yeah, I get it.
Kids is one example.
Yep.
Like, I think about like when I quit my job, where I was making good money to try to pursue like my career that I have now. It was easy for me, bro. I lived with my mum. You know what I mean? Even though I was helping with the bills, I know my sister could still help. I knew my uncle was there. Do you get what I'm saying, for example? But like, if you've got like kids, I think it just depends on your circumstance. If you don't have nothing that's like stopping you from trying, then yeah, I think you need to give your head a wobble. You know what I mean? But for the most part, there is some people that just literally cannot afford to take the risk of failing. So
yeah. No, that's fine.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
The only one I can think of, in all fairness though, is just kids.
Health complications.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Perfect, like that's absolutely fine. And then there's loads of different reasons as to why you feel like you can't risk something. And maybe just the strict upbringing, bro.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people are very scared to kind of cross the boundaries because they live at home with their mum and dad that are very strict and are very restrictive in general. So it's just kind of like, it's more difficult to, it's easier said than done. And I completely agree with it. But I feel like if your only thing that's holding you back is the fact that your fear, like face your fear, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think you just give it a try and see what happens.
Would you, you know, in the spirit of a new year, would you guys ever go away and do like a retreat together? So my uncle.
That's what we want to do.
Yeah.
But we've been trying to plan where to go.
But he did like a silent retreat. So he didn't speak for 3 days. Try to do
a silent retreat like for Philly. That won't work. What?
Huh? But what did your uncle do, sorry?
Well, the only thing you do is you just sit in complete silence for 3 days.
Yeah, I'm not on all that. That ain't our bag, man.
Have you ever thought of trying it?
I don't want to try it.
Why?
I don't like it.
Why?
I want to chat to my mate. Yeah. Why would I not
want
to chat to my mate?
I can't lie. I don't see Philly often. So if you now we link up for 3 days to not talk, what's that about?
What is that?
That's crazy, man.
That's like, I feel like I don't know, you've either got to be, again, my opinion, you've either got to be overstressed or, I don't know, you've gone to go deal with a gal, your ud didn't rise, because why are you sitting in silence for 3 days? I don't understand that.
A lot of people like that kind of stuff, man.
Yeah.
They go on yoga retreats and all those kind of retreats.
Yeah, but that, I'm on all that.
Yeah, meditation and...
But I don't want to sit there in silence.
Yeah, it's a bit brazy, isn't it? Because I remember an episode of My Alpha Kids where Jay went and did a little silent retreat and she was there for 3 days or 2 days. But then they got kicked out because Michael kept talking.
Oh, you're lying.
Yeah, he kept taking a piss, so they got kicked out. Let me know if you remember that episode, man. My Alpha Kids, love that show.
Would you do it?
Me? No.
Would you even like...
I think I can be quiet for a long time. But then you don't get your phone, do you? No, that's horror. What, 3 days, no phone, no speaking. No, so I'm not doing it.
That's like, we've done that before. But
When have we done that? 3 days, no phone, no speaking. So have we done a retreat before? I don't know.
No, I've done no phones though.
Yeah, I've done no phones, but no speaking is mental to me. Like that's the only thing that's going to get time to actually pass. Like, do you know what I mean? Recently we did that Bite Beta Squad video where we had no phones. Do you know how long we were in there for?
How long?
We were in there for like 14, 16
There's
hours.
There's no way, man. I'm watching that video. It's like, I'm 20 minutes long. I can't do that.
See, that's saying that's not a real one. That Bet Squad video, I got to the semi-finals. I was top
did
three.
Did you?
Yeah, you see? They want to show me love.
I didn't watch it, bro.
And I did it. And I guess what I said in the video, I'm doing this for Philly. Cool, man.
I'm going to watch
nice.
It.
And I was crying. Well, I was crying.
No, I'll watch it.
Cool, no, never mind. That's cool.
Hour and 20 minutes. That's a film, man.
Are you not curious, though? Like, 3 days just alone, just you and your thoughts. Could you?
No, brother. Not for me, man.
That's wild.
I think different strokes for different folks. I'm not knocking that
it works.
It must
people.
Work.
Yeah,
but yeah, for not for me.
Could you ever live in a retreat? Could you ever live in somewhere where it's just, you know, no phone, but you all cook your own food together, like a little commune? Would you do a commune with Chunks?
Yeah, I'd actually love to do that. You know,
robes, just that'd beans, be amazing. Rice.
That even you're selling it well. You should do a course.
I think I will.
Start selling courses to people. That sounds lovely. Retreat. I've just pictured the sun, palm trees, a white robe.
What is it? Saint-Tropez?
Yeah, but no gal. Just
no gal.
Just,
I don't want gal. I don't want a gal.
Yeah.
It's just me and you, man. It's about me and you time. Oh, he wants gal. That's yeah. Oh, yeah? Just me and you? Yeah. All right, cool. Say nothing, yeah.
I like that. Are you a nature man?
Am I what?
Yeah,
nature?
I am. I actually am.
Love a bit of nature.
Yeah.
It's nature, if you remember,
We used to go on loads of camping trips with my family.
Really?
But everyone turned a little bit bougie and now they go on holiday. But I used to miss our little annual camping trips.
I remember
trips.
You guys had camping trips.
It was so good, man.
You haven't been on in ages, though.
See what I'm saying? Everyone's on tape flight now.
Yeah.
But we need to go back
first
to
first class
camping
and business.
Yeah,
Yeah.
But yeah, the camping trips were sick. But it was like glam camping, though. Like, we ain't going shit in the hole. Like, there's like toilets and showers, like, you know what I mean?
Would you ever do the shit in a hole thing?
No, because they're like, well, I could. Because all I need is water. I like washing my ass with water.
Are you more of a city guy or a...
Good question. We'll talk about this yesterday.
I'm not a city guy. And so like where my mum lives, yeah, there's a golf course, a woods, a river and parks. That's all I know growing up. So then when I've now moved to East London and everything's just block off. Yeah, it was hard for me that first, I'd say like the first year of me moving, like it just felt weird. It's just constant noise. Like at my mum's, when I shut my eyes, all you hear is, you know, a bird or a little cricket in the back. But this one you'd hear flipping out, no? A Golf mad engine with some guy's modified exhaust on it in the morning. And then you hear the flipping tram or the people working on satellite, it's dead, man. You?
City boy.
Yeah?
Love a city. Love a city. I've just...
To live in, yeah?
Yeah. to live in, to visit. Like, even when I go on trips and that, I always think, is it a city vibe or is it like a beach vibe? I don't like beach vibe type holidays. You know?
Whoa!
Yeah. All of that. But you see,
where you like, you used to live with all the Beta Squad boys. I think that is ideal because it's like you're not far from the city, but you're away from it all.
Yeah, but remember, I couldn't do it for that long because after 3 years or 4 years, I decided to move back into the city. Like, I just like waking up and just hearing noise and being in and around it, in and amongst it, just traffic 24s.
Yeah.
I love all of that. That's just me, man.
He loves the traffic and noise. I thought I'd never hear a man say that.
Love it. Well, I don't love sitting in traffic, but I'm saying, like, you understand where I'm coming from. I just like the whole thing about being inside the city.
First night I moved to London, I just left my window open. It was New Cross, so it was, like, quite noisy. Just love the city moving around you. Feels good.
Right? Where did you come from?
Like, Midlands, near Derby, Burton.
Oh, is it? Derby? Yeah.
Near Derby. You support Liverpool because...
Family, all from Liverpool.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah, so bloodline. Yeah, you won't get me like that.
No, because a lot of people have the reasons, you know what I mean?
Yeah, my dad, my granddad, all of them just massive Liverpool fans.
Fair play,
why did you pick Arsenal? Was it just purely for where you...
Yeah, no, nothing about where I live. Like, if my dad could support Real Madrid, I would support it. I just I used to do anything my dad did. So, like, he loved Arsenal. Then I support Arsenal. You know, my dad's hilarious because he supported three different teams.
Yeah, so did I. I used to support Arsenal.
Is it?
Yeah, growing up, I was an Arsenal fan.
So why did you move to that meaty team?
What meaty team?
South London, yeah, Crystal Palace.
No, never my team. But yeah, it's when it's only when I got to...
You know you don't have two good players? Elise and Eze,
yeah.
That's it.
Oh, centre off?
Oh, Anderson, very good. Grahey, very good. Yeah, to be fair, yeah, my bad. Left back?
Serious player.
Oh, Tyreek Mitchell.
Yeah, good player.
Mm. Right back?
No, you don't feel Mitchell.
He's all right. He's from Wembley. I think he's from North West.
Works like an animal, though.
Yeah, I'm going to have to big him up. He almost had a scrap with Madueke the other day. That's it. You don't watch football, do you?
With who?
Madueke.
I don't know who that is.
Nonny, Chelsea.
Oh, is it? Yeah, they almost scrapped up. Yeah. I watched that game as well, you know.
How are you watching that?
Well, I was actually streaming, so.
Oh, okay.
Which you should follow me on.
Mental. Nah, he doesn't do Fortnite. What's it called anymore? Fortnite. Don't watch it, man.
Hey, you're not the only one that says that.
Every time I log in and I see you COD, I just turn off show.
Hey, can we give myself a round of applause because I hit 5,000 subscribers on Twitch?
Wow.
5,000. That means they're making a lot of bread, though.
No.
Yeah, 25 bags a month, man. No. Let me get some of that.
I wish, man.
No.
Imagine what Angry Ginger's making if I'm on 5K subs.
Yeah. I want to see what he's making.
Yeah, he will never say though. And I like that about Ginger. I really do like that about Ginger, man.
This question here, could you ever be a professional eater?
No.
No?
I love food, but what, as in like eating what? Yeah, food, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm dark. I'm still there. But nah, man.
Oh, 100 eaters.
Like, but when we say professional eater, are we talking about challenges?
Food critic. Or a challenge.
Okay.
Yeah, you took it the other way.
No. I knew what you meant. I knew you meant as in challenges, but I'm saying as in, let's change the bag now. Critique.
Food like foodie fellas.
Because I feel like you're very, 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 very critical about food.
Mm.
Like, we can go to any restaurant. I can take it to my favorite restaurant and then be like, nah.
No, but I've also got to the level where I appreciate it. Like, I've introduced him to so many things. He probably don't know what burrata is, bro.
Of course I do.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Are you sick?
No, but I've shown
burrata.
Okay,
with a little you can have bread on
to
it.
The people, I've shown you a lot of.
No, you put me on
elite munchies.
No, you put me on to elite munchies. That's your thing. Every time I talk to someone, I say Philly, he's upsa. Yeah. Like, that man are crazy. Palates change and everything.
Like, if he wants, ask him.
But also, I put him onto the lower stuff. So, for example, he just had a Subway right now.
Yeah,
go on.
Yeah,
didn't
know about that sort.
See,
no, Southwest. But let's wait. Whoa. Let's not go. Like, they're gonna think I've lost the plot. You've put me onto Subway because they're now going to sit there and think, rah, them man there don't eat Subway. No,
look at your hair. Louis V body warmer.
No, never.
He's got a Rolex hat.
This is Stone Island.
He's different. You know what I mean?
This is Stone Island and Quadrant. This is Lando Norris's thing. Look.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good quality,
innit?
Thank you, Lando, for my drop.
Yeah. No, Lando, thank you for booking in to be on the podcast and then cancelling us. Round of applause for Lando cancelling on the
way. Good guy.
Cheers for that, Lando Norris. We appreciate you, man.
I had my cameraman flying from Italy for this shit.
Yeah, appreciate you, Lando, cool, man.
Thank you.
But yeah, I think I'd be a food critic rather than being able to do the competition. I don't even think you'd be able to do like them competitions.
No, I can't. I generally, back in my heyday when I used to be big, I would absolutely ruin everything because I used to do a 12-inch sub from Subway, then I go to Nando's and then take a meal from there as well and eat that, finish both of them, go home. And I thought, okay. Yeah, I used to have an extra large pizza on my ones.
No.
15-inch on my jacks.
No way. Yeah, that's when you was tire chunks.
Tyre Tank. People like that one, you know? Yeah, Tyre Tank. Yeah, that's how you said it again. No, but I used to eat, bro.
Crazy though, Chunks.
Yeah.
A whole baguette and then the same Nando order that you have now? Yeah,
no, even worse. I used to have a double chicken wrap, two sides of chips. You know, two sides of chips is mental. Now that I think about it, why are you getting to change it up a bit, man? I'll get a double chicken wrap, two sides of chips and a Coke, then go to Subway and get a footlong BMT. Go home, 2 hours later, yeah, is there any pasta for me? Yeah, carbalicious. I was having 4 or 5 rat calories a day.
No way.
Yeah, I used to lose my mind back then. Man. Yeah, they used to call me Carby back then.
Yeah. So yeah, I'd be a critic. I think Chunks would also be a food critic as well, yeah?
I'd enjoy it because they're just going and they're just violating people's munch. You know what I mean?
That's like, what's the fella in America?
Which one?
That he literally changes restaurants based on his opinion.
Gordon Ramsay?
No, man. The black guy on TikTok. Come on, man. Come on.
Keith Lee.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I really, really like what...
Moses, I'm going to read it. 1 to 10.
Yeah.
He's very good. He's so good, isn't he?
Sorry, I thought you was going to carry on. That's why he does that face. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, he's
covering his mouth.
There's this YouTube video that I want to watch, like, about his journey or something like that.
He used to be a fighter. Yeah, and his brother's an actual fighter. His brother is one of Star Player's favourite UFC fighters. Yeah, man. His brother's serious. Like, it was up there. Not now, but his brother's serious. He just didn't make it, I think, as far as you wanted to. I need to actually check his story. But Keith Lee, man, shout out to you.
Do you genuinely
I'd love to have him on his pod.
Yeah, that would be sick.
That would be amazing, man.
Imagine just going out for dinner with people like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be fun.
Would you genuinely think, though, you have the palate to be a food
critic? I think I do. I don't think Philly does.
Oh. You put him on and he's...
No, I think it depends. No, I think I do, you know.
No, I think I'm too critical. Well, I think, to be honest, generally, I think I'm too critical. I take him to my favorite restaurant.
No, it's because
like,
I've had elite food.
I take him to Novikov and he says it's Av.
Av.
Does he just say Av? Because that's not really food critique.
No, sorry. Novikov is not Av.
Yeah,
we love you.
It's my favorite restaurant of all time.
Black Card. No, my favorite of all time. I don't even want to say it because I don't want to see people in there. Genuinely, like it's my little like
Rocker. He likes Rocker.
Yeah, Rocker. I'll say Rocker just so you lot go there.
Big sexy fish guy, aren't you?
That's them little I Street bait ones.
Yeah,
my ones. You go in, you see Jack Arlo.
Oh snap!
You might see a Santan Dave in there.
Wow!
You got to know a man that knows a man to know about that spot. Now, seriously though, that's why I like it, bro. Like I go in there.
Remember that place that Dave and I'm the only one.
Yeah,
very good.
That's
spot.
The place I'm talking about.
Oh,
like, I go in there and I'm the only one that's out of place. Guy in there with my hat, my flipping chain, right. And everyone there's in a suit. You know what I mean? Like, I love it though. I love that I feel that I'm the odd one out there. Yeah. No one don't know me. I think the only time I've been recognized in that restaurant, yeah.
I've been recognized loads in there, but
anyway. Have you?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not done in a way like it would be in Nando's. Like the other day when we was out eating someone mid-pick food.
Yeah.
Let me get a pick. You know what I mean? The only time he was like, oh, look, that guy over there sent you a shot. I mean,
did you have that? Someone comes over and they go, I'd just like to say, sir, the compliments of the table alongside you.
Yeah. It happened. He gave me a little shot. I said, you get me? Like, it was good. So yeah, man, that's why I don't even like talking too much about like where I like going. Cause sometimes it's nice to just go somewhere and feel quote unquote normal. You know what I mean?
Are you the kind of people, you know, when you're in a restaurant, are you looking around the restaurant or are you very much engaged with the table?
This is a good question.
I go to the place, look straight at the menu, order my food, eat the food, get the hell out of there.
What, Chunks?
Like, I'm here to eat. I'm not here to have an experience.
I'm a little people watcher though.
Nah, I'm not. I really look down. I'm on my phone the whole time whilst I'm waiting for the food.
I hear you. I just realised.
You know me, bro. The person would come. Yeah, can I get this and this, please? Thank you very much. Boom, food comes.
Like, he doesn't appreciate stuff the way I do. Yeah, like, I would go, really nice ambience in here. Yeah, isn't
there? You know, couldn't give one hell about the ambience, the lighting. I dislike when it's just dark.
I love it dark.
When it's
dark. And I'd rather a little lamp on the table.
Yeah.
Couldn't give a shit.
Where I went yesterday, I got a new spot for the boys.
Yeah, tell me.
No, I like avocado. I didn't like it before. I like it now.
Oh, you used to hate it.
Bro, they made a guacamole. I'd rather that than get a BJ again for the rest of my life.
You brought it.
It was
put your dick in guacamole.
No, right. I didn't like avocado before, but that guac there. If they said to me, eat this or never have a blowjob again, I'll get that.
You're South American. You don't like guac.
Yeah, crazy though, isn't it? No, that's now right. I do though. Now right. I do because. Okay, this is a good question for Lawrence and Chunks. What food didn't you like when you was younger that when you now got older...
Great question.
You started to like...
Great question. What's that munch that I effing hated? Now I can box off.
Go on.
I forgot what it was. What's yours?
Mine is tomatoes and avocados.
Wow,
so
tomatoes.
I hated tomatoes.
Tomatoes are very hard to transition. I can't do it, man.
Because you don't,
you don't like tomatoes.
No, I hate it. Love ketchup.
Wait, do you get tomatoes out your burger?
Yes.
Was. Oh, mad.
I take out the burrata. I don't like it.
Yeah, what's yours, Lawrence?
Mushrooms.
Fares.
Mushrooms when I was a kid.
No,
couldn't
I can't
do
relate
it
to that. I've always loved mushrooms.
Now, garlic mushrooms, all different sorts.
Anything real with good. Garlic is
yeah,
just
I can't like garlic
tea,
it right, man.
Tea,
garlic
man.
Is... I'm kind of hungry now. All right, listen, let's move
no.
on, man.
No,
right,
wait.
Yeah, what? You didn't say yours.
Yeah.
I don't remember, generally.
Well, okay, well then think of another one. What, you just liked all food?
No, I don't
you
like...
You must
it,
have been sad.
I don't
like
really transition. Peppers.
Oh, okay.
Weren't really a peppers, man. I didn't like how crunchy it was. I didn't like anything about it. As I got older, put peppers in my flipping cornflakes, whatever yeah. now. Yeah. Love
another
peppers.
One for me is pickles. I always used to take the pickles out of my burger
pickles.
And now I'd ask for extra ones.
Paprika was one for me. I couldn't do it as a kid.
Is it?
Yeah.
It like but that's more like a seasoning though, rather than
yeah,
like an actual, you know what I mean?
You've never had paprika chicken though. That's just paprika and chicken. It's quite
yeah, but it's
mono taste. It wasn't a great taste. Maybe it's
what?
My parents.
It's brilliant.
When I was
yeah,
a kid.
Yeah, why not fair, isn't it?
Love it now.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I like that you like the ambience. But so when you two go to dinner, what do you do as a combo? Is he sitting there on the phone and you're sitting there going,
No. When I was affiliate, they will talk. They will definitely yeah. talk.
But no, like, but he'll still be on his phone. He loves his phone.
Yeah.
No, he loves his phone.
Nothing wrong with that.
My yeah, job. There is.
It's my job.
No.
It's my job.
There's a time and a place,
thank
bro.
You. I'm there looking for new ideas for our podcast whilst he's just there sitting.
You know, like, when I go for dinner with H, you know, like, what I like about me. H? H goes, ah, boy, his phone's on the table. No one touches their phone during dinner.
Is it?
I promise that you. Is a good
when
rule.
H done that, I was actually in shock. It might have been Mikey, aka Taze, that thought
it was
the idea.
Mikey,
but anyway,
H
everyone just put their phone
well.
Down. I thought, wow, that is actually quite good.
Yeah, well, we won't be starting that for. That's not the
no, but then do you know what happened? We put our phones there, yeah, and everyone's just gone like that and looked at each other and gone, right, what do we talk about?
See? We're not really friends, you know what I mean? We're just like, we know each other.
Yeah.
Like, it's more of a business opportunity. That's what it is for the man, then, man. But anyway, we're going to move on to start bench trade. Yeah, see, don't try to do that one. Start bench trade. Now, I'm going to ask you, yeah?
Yeah.
And then I just want to ask you this anyway.
Yeah.
Europe, South America, Asia. Start bench trade.
Tricky, isn't it? Because you're going to look racist either way.
It's not about being racist.
No.
Honestly, guys.
I'm going to start.
No, wait a minute. You both got to say it, surely.
Okay, cool.
I like doing okay,
you
both
we'll say start,
it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, start.
Okay, what you...
3, 2, 1,
South
Europe.
America.
It's because you're from there, bro.
Yeah.
It's this guy.
Like, I think about the food, again, the vibe / ambience. Like, I'm a man that likes to party. I think I'd have a better time there.
No, go and live there then. Europe for me, love Europe. That's where we're from. Yeah, we'll love it forever. There you go.
You know, I did consider moving Brexit. Countries though.
Huh?
But I couldn't.
Why is that?
Work, this podcast.
Yeah,
and the only way I'd
give me
country,
five episodes and you can live.
The only way I move country is if my mum comes with me. But anyway, so you're starting Europe. I'm starting South America. Why is that your...
Europe has to... Because obviously we live here. It's what I know. I've been to most countries in Europe.
Favorite European country?
Sorry?
Favorite European country?
3, 2,
obviously,
1,
Italy. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Is it because the ambiance or because the phone signal's better there? Which one?
3, 2, 1, phone signal!
No, and the best city in Italy is 3, 2, 1,
Milan.
Oh, he's my guy.
Rome.
What?
Naples.
Rome.
It's Naples.
Naples is very nice.
Naples
I've been.
Lake Como. That's in Italy?
That is in Italy, but it's technically
unreal.
Not Milan. It's like
I want to get married there, you know.
Venice, very nice.
Can I
want to get married there. Yeah,
beautiful.
But I need to find a
where's Saint-Tropez?
Saint-Tropez,
France.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't like that place. Just because I thought it was Italy, but no, it's not Italy.
It's not Italy, yeah.
No,
but you
like,
could still
what
do
what a
like,
lovely name, by the way.
Saint-Tropez,
isn't
it?
That
it
is
sounds
lovely.
So expensive.
Ain't it Saint-Tropez?
Saint-Tropez?
I suppose you could say it. Where, it depends where you're
yeah,
from.
Yeah, don't matter in that. As long
but
as
you can
understand.
Also do like Positano and like, so Naples has got like that little, you know, the little beautiful bit. It's there, Saint-Tropez.
It looks like green screen. Generally, Italy is so beautiful.
You've got Capri.
Oh,
ADHD.
A lot of people.
ADHD also, just kicked in for all of us, by the way. What was it again? What was it? South America, Europe?
Asia.
And Asia. So we're trading Asia.
No, not for me.
Oh, so you're going to bench Asia and
South
trade
America.
South America.
I've never been, bro. I've got nothing. Mm. I've got no business there. You know what I mean? The closest thing to South America is my brethren in South America.
Yeah.
That's all I know. Like, I've never been. It's never really been like a thing on top of my head when I have to go.
Like, Lawrence, can you do me a favor?
Yeah, of course.
Book a trip to Brazil?
Can you Google when is Brazilian Carnival?
Oh, is this for 2024?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be another one for where I'd like to go, Brazilian Carnival.
Crazy.
Just in the street, winding my waist.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I need to be bowl on a roll.
Bom desejo de vale, o doce vela, boja, e vela.
Para tudo baila.
Wait, we can't sing too much.
When is it?
February 9th to February 17th.
Yeah, June.
Oh, no.
That's right, the corner.
No, do you know what? No, so it don't matter. But do you know why I can't go? I'll be in Dubai then. I'm actually checking this now live on the podcast. If I'm free February 9th to the what?
17th. We're doing a podcast trip.
To Brazil?
Yeah.
Ah, I'm going to follow
February 9th to the what?
17th.
And get bell.
Hand on heart, boys. Do you know what I'm doing right now?
Really,
do you know what I'm doing right now, boys?
Yeah.
Hand on heart. Hand on heart.
Booking a flight to Brazil?
Yes. Okay, February 9th to the what?
17th.
Done. But I'm gone. Genuinely, boys.
Leave the day after.
Yeah. I'm not going for that long.
Can we maybe carry on the podcast though?
Is that all right though? If I just sort out my diary. So obviously,
yeah, just put it in your calendar.
Is that all right, yeah?
Just anyone watching then, if you want to catch him in town, just
9th to the 14th. Link me, man. Might even come back with my piece. Yo, you lot, this is Valentina.
Yeah, crazy.
Get her on a pod. Chunks is saying, nah, man.
This is
Chunks and Philly show. Look, Chunks, Philly and Valentina show.
Yeah, yeah, never. Never am I letting your jar on this one. But anyway,
which means... Tell me, babe, you got something there.
Yeah.
You just kissed her random John.
That's Valentina.
For the whole pod, she's just got a hand at the back of your neck.
Yeah.
Just doing that thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But under the table, touch your Chunks thigh.
Yeah. What are you doing, Valentina? John.
What'd you say? Would you tell me mid-pod?
As soon as I'd be like, I think it's you. Look under, see Valentina, try to smile. Yo, Phils, you see your John? Straight away. Teddy. You can't, bro, 100%. What the hell is that? What's she doing?
She just said it's a Brazilian thing. You see Neymar with his mum, blah, blah, blah. Do you know what I mean?
Saying about that one?
What, if it was you?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
I do mind.
No, I'm joking. Do you know what I thought of when you asked me that? Yeah. Go on, if you know me well, what did I think of?
What's she wearing?
Oh, I love you so much, Chunks. Oh, man, I love you,
Yeah, I know you've
too. You know me so well.
Never mind. Don't worry, man. Leave that, man. Okay. All right, listen. I want to move on to...
No, we've got to give them contents. That's crazy.
Okay, cool.
They might think that... Basically, there was a clip that we done a long time ago on a channel that we filmed, and a similar question got asked, and then he was like... Chunks asked me, if my girl basically put it on you... What would you say? And I said, what's she wearing? So that's it.
Yeah. So trains, cars, plane. Start, bench, trade.
Okay, so start.
Start. 3, 2, 1, plane. Cars.
Shut up, man.
Just because you don't have a license, man.
No, yeah. Okay, look. No, genuinely. Bro, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't think that's nice. I don't like that. You know how much I love driving, bro.
Yeah, well, clearly not, because you didn't put it first.
No.
Why are you not putting it first?
Because we're thinking from different sides.
What?
Would you rather drive to Italy or get the plane there and sit in business and be laid down?
Would you rather drive to your mum's house and catch a plane to your mum's house? How does that make sense? There's no practicality about it. You use your car much more than you'd use a plane. But I realize you don't remember it because you don't have the license. That's me being anonymous. That's genuine, bro.
Cheers.
Yeah.
So do you want to change yours? I'm thinking like that, then I'd pick car too.
Of course you would. Plane, I like a plane, but like, come on now, let's be honest, how often do we go on planes?
Yeah. And the only annoying thing about planes, my ears pop. All right.
I hate that so much. I hate that. Certain altitude, get 25,000.
Just because we've started different. Yeah. Trade, 3, 2, 1, train.
I think you're overlooking train there.
Why? Yeah.
London Underground, for a start.
Don't use it.
Don't use it.
Nah.
Just what? Too good for it now?
And to use an ice cream? No, don't do that.
No cap, I used it the other day.
Yeah, what, for the first time in how long?
I hated it.
Really?
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Which line?
Central. Piccadilly.
I got on from Jubilee. Houston, so what's the Houston train?
Yeah, it could be Northern, could be Victoria.
I think it's Piccadilly line I was on.
I didn't like it, man.
It was just too hot. The seats are flipping dirty.
Where'd you go to from Houston to?
To Canary Wharf.
Jubilee.
Jubes. You would have had to go Northern.
Yeah, no.
Northern.
Might have been Northern.
Yeah. Black line.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't like it, bro. The seats were mad dirty. And then when I sat down, I felt like the dust from the seat come up. Like, it's mad.
Do you not
bro.
Like that a little bit? I kind of like that.
You like what?
Lawrence likes the dust going in his trousers. You like and the... I know he goes straight to bed after the little crazy. That's my senor joints.
Someone put a comment in the podcast, in the comments of the podcast. They went, I love that Lawrence only knows what they're talking about 50% of the time. And I was like, fair enough.
And I hate rats. 65. And I saw rats in the tracks.
You see rats, you'll see mice.
Just hey, do you remember that viral video of the rat having a little shower?
Yeah.
So sorry, what are you trading?
I'm trading personally trains. Yeah. No, planes.
Oh, shut up. No, planes.
In getting rid of?
Yeah.
Getting rid of trains.
Yeah, you love planes.
Yeah, I like planes.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm getting rid of
trains. No, really he loves them. Flying, you know.
Yeah, love a flight.
Do you know what this podcast has shown me? Is you're both very modern men, first of all.
I'm a modern boy.
Okay. Could you live... in the previous age, you know, when you watch like a film where I was watching a film the other day, no mobile phones.
No. To be fair, do you know what it is? You won't know what you have unless you, and I mean, if you don't have it,
it's
kind of like.
It's very hard to answer that
like, there's a lot of things where you get nowadays and you're kind of like, how did I live my life without this? Do you know what
But if you've never had it or it doesn't exist, you wouldn't
like,
know.
Like, bro,
no different.
When I, let me just give you a point. When I started driving, I was 22, right? I started old. I was thinking in my head, how did I go 5 years without doing this? Because technically you can get your license at 17. Mm. My friend was driving a Sirocco in year 12 or year 13.
Sirocco.
Yeah. Obviously he had bread from a ute, man. Wow. So shout out to Yusuf Shokat. I was driving, man, to school and I was thinking, this is mental. Man, 17. I was switch lanes. Man, I'm Tiger. Thinking, how are we living life like this? Do you get what I'm trying to say? But for 5 years, I said, I'm not really interested. Maybe because I didn't have the money for it. You know, I just knew that I couldn't afford a car. But then when I started driving at 22, I said, this is the best thing ever. And I can never imagine a life without driving now, like forever. So it's like, you only realize what's missing when you have it type of vibe. So I think for me, I could do anything if I'm honest.
But you never watch like Wolf of Wall Street and think to yourself, God, what I could have done in that era. Just mobile phones are coming in. Like, you know, there's Wild West sort of mentality to
I'd
it.
I'd love to live
in
that
era.
Yeah,
we would have the Wild West mentality as well. You know, you can't look back at videos and say, they should have just invented that. Well, it's out now. That's why you can say that.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You don't know it. Because in that time, you don't think in your head, let me invent a phone.
But a lot of people say, and because I've watched a lot of podcasts to be like, right, what could we do on ours? A lot of people say, I think I was born in the wrong era. Do you know what I mean?
Everyone says that, man.
I hear that to a certain extent, though, because
I
love 80s music.
You like that?
Sorry, you know, like you see the little like...
Fluff.
But yeah, I really love 80s music. And I just think I can imagine myself with like a silk ass shirt and permed hair, comb over.
What's
even
that song?
I'm a
baby,
black
man. Even tonight, and my feeling is just so right.
I can't lie, that tune.
As we dance, by the moonlight, singing and singing and that tune, I can't lie. What year was that?
That was
the 90s. Big tune.
Yeah.
Big tune.
80s is more like red, red wine.
No? That's UB40. Yeah.
You're a different kind of man, you know? I don't know you had that.
When did Man Eater come out?
What, like? Man Eater.
No.
here she comes. Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up.
When did that come out?
That feels 80s, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So if you had to pick an era, 80s or 90s?
Nice.
Just because of what? R&B.
Oh, my God. Late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Now, that's okay, cool music. Let's go another one. Skinny girls, though. You've got a lot of skinny girls in the 90s. That's the look.
No one had backs back then.
I don't think it matters, though.
Frey Kate Moss, that sort of look. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Everyone is like...
As much as I say I like tit girls on Bundan, but all my girls have been slim. That deep down, that shit don't matter, man. More time I just say that shit for content. Yeah, don't matter.
Let the slim girl know they have a chance.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah. No, but I feel like if you... Yeah, it's just...
Because I think they think in order to attract Philly, we have to have a big Bundan. And let them know back home now that you can.
Yeah, you can have some of me if you want. If you ain't got buns. No, but jokes aside, that's actual fact. Like, none of my ex have had a wood of the muff. Like, it's just been.
What's a wood of the muff?
Like,
yeah, okay.
Like, they've just been, you know what I mean? Yeah. Rather than.
Because you care about what's in.
Side.
Yeah, there you go.
And not out.
Side.
Would you, I feel like if you lived in the 80s, you'd have like a special, you know, like Eddie Murphy style sort of thing, where it's like, I can see him on HBO or something.
Yeah, I don't know about stand-up though.
No, well, you've got to adapt to the era.
Yeah, I couldn't do stand-up.
Really?
Nah, you know.
What would you do then? What would
like,
you guys do?
I'm entertaining, but to sit there and like write jokes to make people laugh is different. Like,
Could you do, would you
I'd,
try
I'd
it?
Make you smile through my energy and that, and you know what I mean? But to like make you laugh is difficult, crazy. Yeah, for sure.
All right, listen. I'm going to do a couple more of these. Sweet, sour, salty.
Start, yeah?
3, 2, 1. Sweet. Guaranteed.
It's only because you didn't sell salty well. You should have said, what's the word? Savory.
Yeah, savory.
Sweet, should have
savory,
said
that. Bit different sour. Salty, though.
Because I would have picked savory.
Oh, so you prefer like a main course over a dessert?
What? Factual.
Yeah, Fez. No, but not everyone.
Chili
does.
And sea bass. With little white jasmine rice.
Jasmine!
Broccoli.
Ah!
Salmon nigiri.
What the hell is that?
You do know it. Remember the rice with the salmon on top?
I hate that.
Oh, you didn't like that one?
I hate that. Yeah. I hate that.
You're a wasabi guy?
No.
No?
You know him. I can't lie, his bag's deep. He'll get
no,
a sushi.
He's my brother.
He'll get a sushi, get the ginger on it, and get the wasabi on top of him, then dip him in the soy oil, and then eat him. His bag is deep. Me, I'll get the sushi, grab it, put it in my mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
He has to do
it. I think it's brilliant, though. Like, there's me with the chopsticks, yeah? And then Chunks are just like that.
Finger, just grab him. Are you guys like more of a Philly when it comes to that kind of stuff on me? Because he has to get the chopsticks, he'll grab the wasabi, then the ginger, then the whatever, then the soy.
Or sometimes I grab the wasabi and mix it in the soy sauce.
In the soy sauce. Mm.
This is what I do.
Good, isn't it?
Grab it, put up, what sauce do I put it in? The mayo, sweet mayo.
Yeah, chili mayo.
I'm in there.
But don't get me wrong, I'll go Nando's
within,
and
within
eat.
3 minutes, yeah. I've got 5 sushis down. He's still struggling with the wasabi on his first one. Remember the jokers?
That's the difference between the way you two eat.
What's the word?
Functional.
I'm prolific. I just get it done.
Practical.
Yeah. Practical! That's right. The word.
I'm you are prolific.
I am prolific as well. I'm practical.
Just part of it though, isn't it? It's nice.
Yeah, he likes the experience.
It's nice to use the chopsticks. Yeah. It's nice to like have your... I don't know, man. I just really like eating out. That's my bag still.
Philly texted me not long ago, said we should go for dinner. And I thought, I'd love a dinner with Philly.
I'll take you to my spot.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I'll do that.
I'll take you to my spot.
Just, you know, I don't want to misspeak for Japanese people or people who love sushi, but I think the ginger is actually a palate cleanser between.
Yeah. But I don't use as that.
You don't care.
There's no rules, bro. If I'm paying for my meal,
I'll put the ginger. I don't want to see.
Yeah, my sushi.
I love that. Man.
Some people are going to be watching this. Like, you know, there's a lot of people who
that's
love sushi.
That's how you do it, yeah.
Yeah, but the comments go wild.
It's about what you enjoy.
If that's not how you do it, then next time when I go to eat, pay for my meal. Thank you.
Philly, last one. Touch, gift given, acts of service.
3, 2, 1.
Acts of service. Wow. It's a good one.
You see someone doing stuff for you, like, probably not the best example because you weren't my girl, but I remember I was seeing this girl once, yeah?
Yeah.
And then after the second time she stayed in my house, do you know who it is?
Right. Yes.
You know, yeah?
Yeah, I know.
And when she
stayed, loves you, man. Oh. Yeah.
Wow, it's a different day. See how it all just went serious and deep? That's a different convo, Lawrence. But yeah, I woke up. I've gone to go do a shit in the other bathroom so I don't stink up like my room because I got a little ensuite. And walked back in the room. My whole room's clean. Bed's done up. Like, it's mad. She showed me a new way to do my bed. Like, to you know what I'm saying?
Clean them.
Crazy. The other option was touch.
What, like a hotel style sort of thing? She like tuck it in and stuff?
Yeah.
Wow. That is a good...
She must have worked at Ibis.
Bro, normally...
She worked at Ibis.
Normally, do you know what I do?
Yeah, same.
Bro, when I saw my joints tucked in...
Tucked in is not right though.
I said, oh my God.
I don't want that. Because I want to go into bed and just move.
No,
it.
But
I don't have to.
Sometimes, you know,
going to a hotel room and scrapping the bed lining, the linen, sorry, it's the most jarring thing ever, bro.
But it's been kind of nice to go bed like that now. Like now it's just like it's a little pocket and I'm in the pocket. Do you get what I'm saying? I quite like
that. What's that sound?
That is a fire alarm. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Wow, that was timely.
Look, it's the alarm. No, say that it's a. Nah,
I see that you started dropping Rista.
I was
like, chill out, brother. Ting me.
Yeah, that's what he said. All right, so you said start access service. I did that. I said it too.
Yeah.
Other two options. Bench. The other two is gift giving and touch. 3, 2, 1.
Gift giving.
You're gonna dash touch.
No, I'm dashing. You said bench.
Start bench. Oh, yeah, trade.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. So I'm gonna say
bench.
I'm gonna say touch as well.
Yeah, because touch is top two.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Love a bit of touchy touch. We already explained that. You said, just let me know you're there in your life. Hilarious, by the way. I saw that. I was laughing. And then for me, gift giving, I couldn't give a rat's ass about gift giving. It is nice when it's very
crazy.
What's the word?
Thoughtful.
Thank you for helping me today, man. I can't speak English today. Some days I just can't speak. But when you think about like something that we were having a conversation and then it's kind of like, I've mentioned that I like this or whatever. And then you've decided to now get me that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, for example, one of my friends got me a School of Rock t-shirt because I love School of Rock so much. And it's like,
no, that's cute.
It literally just said School of Rock in it, and it was my favorite, one of my favorite gifts ever. So it's kind of like just being thoughtful. I think that's, for me, is very, very nice. It doesn't have to be like an expensive Gucci shoes or something. I don't care about that shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's more just, it being thoughtful. What about you, man, with gifts? You like receiving them?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Philly started off this little tradition with me and him, but he gave up on it because it was February.
Did I give up, yeah?
Yeah, you gave up. Well, it's fine, though. Don't worry about it. It's cool.
But your birthday's Feb, so I can do it this year.
You can start again. Again. So basically, Philly, like 3 years ago, everyone's always shocked when they see this, by the way. He bought me a ring. It was like a very expensive diamond ring. And I remember literally whenever I show it about to my friends, and they'll be like, oh, where'd you get that from? I'd be like, Philly got it for me. They're like, what the hell? You know what I mean? So he got me that. And then I'm very boring. Sorry about that, brother. I just gave him money.
Yeah.
It wasn't very thoughtful. And I do apologize about that, man.
Sorry, no, but your next one was good. Got me a bag.
Oh, yes. No, the first one I got you was the Louis V bag. Because you got me, remember, my birthday's in February, so you got me a ring. Then I got you the bag. Then it was my birthday and you got me, do you remember?
Suitcase.
Yeah, yeah. A Louis V suitcase. And wow. I was like, oh my God. And every time I fly out with this new suitcase, everyone's like, you're so dumb. Why did you spend that? I said, no, it was a gift for my friend, Philly.
Yeah, cold.
And then that birthday, I got you some money.
Yeah, we need to do it again.
And then February came again, and I was there like this.
Nothing for
Philly
my boy.
Got me nothing. It's cool. Like, it's fine. Like,
it's cool though.
She told me she loved me, but does she give me gifts on my birthday? No, she doesn't.
Am I a she though? Yeah, cool.
So we're going to start the tradition again?
Watch your dish. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
And I know 100%. That you make much more money now, so I'm expecting.
It's not even about that. I'm just going to try and give you more of a thoughtful one.
Yes.
I think you really opened up my eyes when you said that your favorite gift was the School of Rock one. So maybe I need to give it more.
But it had diamond on the School of Rock shirt.
He said the School of Rock had diamonds.
And it was worth 17 bags. Yeah. So just remember, be careful. Because I expect to throw that bedroom, but from you, you're different. He's in a different tax bracket. I want something else.
Hey, I'm like that if him as well.
Yeah, you all do that. Every
like,
time
for my parents and all that, humble. But if it's chunks now, I'm like, what? Get me a madness.
Yeah, I know, of course, because your bag's
deep. Like the other day, what? You think for Tay's birthday, H didn't get my watch? Got my Batman, bro.
That's very cold.
Get me the Sprite.
Yeah, I can get you that.
That'd be lovely.
You want a Sprite, yeah?
Oh, no.
I'll get that.
If you got me a Sprite.
Yeah, I'll get you that. I get you that.
So it's a podcast tradition now that everyone who's been on the podcast gets a present on their birthday. Brilliant. Love that. Well done. Good.
What do you mean?
I just said that every person that we've had on the podcast, we have to get a birthday gift now.
Everyone who's regularly on the podcast.
When's your birthday? See what he...
Nah, you just missed it. December. Close.
Oh, is it? Oh. Yeah.
That means you got a whole year.
What are you, December to what? My sister, little sister's December.
6th.
Oh, yours is
early. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Good date.
Well, in that case, then February 21st coming up. It's mine.
I'm
23 plus 5.
I'm a little younger.
Age is just a number, innit?
Well, I'm looking at it. I'm not Tyreek. You can't try that with me yet. It's a couple months.
I'm a little bull.
Yeah.
You're 27, bro.
I'll fight you. 2023 has been a great year. Just want to say thank you so much for the support, guys. And please support us through this next journey, because 2024, we're going to try to do it bigger and better. Philly, anything you want to say to the people that have been watching at home?
I just want to say thank you for watching. God bless you. Please carry on watching. And remember that we won't be in our feelings if you feel like you want to critique stuff.
Yes, please. That's not constructive criticism. Yes.
But it helps. Like the more you give us, the more we can give you. So tell us what you like, tell us what sections you don't really vibe with, and maybe what conversations you want to hear. I think Chunks has been saying that for the last couple, so we do need to have a look at the comments, because I'm sure there has been a few comments. But that's all, man. Take care. God bless you. Remember that you can also listen to the podcast all over Spotify, Apple
Podcasts,
Apple Podcasts, I'm everywhere, basically. Yeah, yeah, Amazon, yeah. I'm guessing everywhere. It's everywhere. Yeah,
it's everywhere.
Yeah, just close your eyes and you can listen to it on YouTube.
Yeah. And the one that we do for the audio and the one that we do for YouTube tends to be different. So if you're a regular audio listener, then come over to YouTube one day and watch an ep.
If you're a YouTube watcher, then go over to the audio. You and get how to it that. Works.
But also what helps massively before we go is please make sure you comment, like, and subscribe.
Subscribe, guys. Please subscribe. We're trying to get to 400,000.
Can I ask you a riddle before we go?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
What has a face, two hands, but no arms and legs?
What has a face, two hands, no arms or and legs. No legs?
Watch. And that, with that being said, thank you so much, guys. I've been Chunks. He's been Philly.
Take care. Love. And slim ones, remember.
Shout, my brother.
All right, then. Big or small, short or tall.